Welcome to the February 10th meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We have a day and a half worth of interesting items. Couple things to mention. Tammy said the door sticks.
There's a sign on it.
There's a sign on it, so you're not locked in. Use the other door. That was the high point of my announcements. But the high point is the first meeting of our new commissioner, Barbara Baker. So welcome. We welcome your presence and expertise, and glad you're here. And those on the commission, there is a letter from Governor of Oregon that I think everybody saw. It just came out yesterday. If you didn't, there's a couple copies here. Did you see it, Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay. And we have the committees, the Enforcement and Habitat Committee, will be meeting at lunch, and the agenda's here. And we have a couple vacancies on the Exec and the Fish Committee. So if any of you want to chat about that, some ideas. And we are missing a number of commissioners due to unforeseen work, health, and snow. So I guess that's the passes are still all closed. So we were lucky to have one from over there that drives, but Kim flew, so that's all right. But Dave is stuck.
Pioneer spirit.
It
takes more than snow to keep you up.
Go west, young man. Go west. Okay, that's some of the things that I had. Other items from commissioners that you want to bring up? Yes.
I have one, and if we want to discuss it further tomorrow, that'd be fine. Or I just wanted to bring it up today. It was just a feeling, I guess, at the end of our session last month, where we had some really great discussions on the Columbia River policy. And there was input coming in from Fish Committee. There was input coming in from staff. We heard tons of testimony. To me, it's a little bit of an overall feeling. And I felt good about where we ended up and the decisions that we could make and the material that was in front of us. But, you know, frankly, the first thing I saw of the final decision was 15 minutes before we made the decision on the screen, of the final wording of how it was going to all be laid out. And it met with my interpretation of where we should go, which was, so it was an easy vote for me. But I felt that if we have really tough, contentious type issues, you know, and Saturday is the day when we typically have our public input, that maybe that docket should be cleared. And we may finish early, that's great, but we may not. And we may possibly to allow more discussion time amongst the commission prior to some of those decisions. You know, and I don't feel like I say that I didn't have enough time to make my decision, but I do feel that that was a huge, important decision, and maybe that discussion, you know, could have brought out other facts, other information. And or at least if the final product is going to hit us that last day, and I understand sometimes that's what has to happen, I would want more than 10 minutes to review it. Because if it didn't meet what I thought was an appropriate direction forward, and then I would have felt rushed. You know, I would have felt like, well, you know, we need more time as a group to discuss that. And that's what we're supposed to do as a group in front of the public. Have plenty of time to discuss that. So I just wanted to bring that up and see what other commissioners thought. And some of it might just be scheduling. if we're talking some of these tough issues, Wolfs or Grays Harbor or whatever, that we really think it through and make it clear. That might be the only topic on the Saturday agenda.
I think Commissioner Harbor is going to have something to say about this too, because I think it's an excellent point.
over the years, we've had a lot of conversations about, you know, how do we do this process most transparently, most in keeping with the procedural laws that we have to comply with. And it is sometimes just really tough when you get to the deadline, when you've got to act, and the proposal that's the latest best effort is a little different from the one that was shown to the public the month before. The activities of the committees, our assistant AG always cautions us about how much decision-making is perceived to take place within the committee setting. It's complicated. So I think it's worthy of a discussion during a retreat. I knew you were going to say that.
I would just add, if I may, seeing that, and you know, we'd been through iterations, but that was a really complicated policy, and seeing it for the first time with the changes that we voted on right at the meeting is way too difficult. It unfortunately feels a little bit like it's being crammed down our throats when we get it that late. And I understand that the Fish Committee had been working and working and working, but getting it at the meeting with fairly substantial changes, it to me is hinders good decision making.
I think when we come up with issues like that, or not every issue is that complicated, but the wolves, and there's a number of them that are that, yeah, we just, yeah, so I think it's worthy of our collective input to come up with some sort of strategy. Yeah.
And, you know, it can be something for a retreat discussion, but it can also be just maybe some simple changes, because committees can do a lot of good work and take in more information than we all have time for. And whereas they might meet 4 hours on an issue and give us a 15-minute recommendation, we still need an hour to discuss it. If we only need 10 minutes, that's fine. And that's just a simple change on scheduling. Big, tough decisions, and if any committee is going to be making a recommendation, after that recommendation, a time slot that's reasonable to allow for good, solid, healthy discussion so we can all make informed.
And if we don't use the whole time slot, then that's
fine. We get to go home early.
Yeah. Well, that could be a simple fix. We could allocate an hour. Okay.
Well, and I think this latest round of decision-making on the Columbia River is quite different from the ones that we did previously, because, say, 4 or 5 years ago, we were doing the Columbia River decision-making on an annual basis, and the full commission was pretty versed in the complexities year after year after year. And then we've spent, the past 4 years just watching, not as fully engaged. So this last decision-making, I was a little concerned that we were constrained by the rules that about having serial quorums, where if any of the Fish Committee members talked with any of the rest of us, it would create a serial quorum, which was a problem. So I felt constrained. I couldn't talk with anyone without risking violation of that rule. And so we are forced to, if we're going to have discussions that are beyond a quorum, we have to do it in public. So it's just got to be planned in as a more regular feature of full commission meetings, I think.
And I think another thing that when you have, 30 people that want to testify, you don't want to not let them testify. And so at some point, though, you have to, and that can easily cut into any discussion time to where we're supposed to be out at 1:30, and there were 40 people that needed to testify, and they deserve that right. And yet that leaves 10 minutes for us to look around and go, okay, let's vote, as opposed to saying we preserve that hour for discussion regardless. know, it may mean we have to cut from 3 minutes to 2.5 or something. Or it may mean we just go longer. And that's another option. But we have to preserve that time for good, healthy discussion.
We used to go longer. I mean, I remember 4 or 5 o'clock on a Saturday.
Easily.
Yeah, which the public wasn't always happy about either. But yeah, okay. I think the issue is good, and I think we can collectively come up with some sort of fix on that.
And also, if we're going to be talking about process, and I've heard people be concerned about how items come before us, you know, why we are looking at a particular policy and so initiatives. And I'd like some clarification about that, because it seems like there's more discomfort with that now than there was several years ago. And so how we bring, how we as individual commissioners bring ideas forward should be clarified. If there's any ideas about restraining that or voting before we even think about ideas, you know, it can get a little bit over the top, but you know, I just think that there should be some clarity, because I've wanted to bring some ideas before the commission, but also, you know, gotten feedback that maybe there should be a process of winnowing before we even consider things.
Any other items from a commissioner? Okay, moving into meeting minute approval. Do you want to do act?
So I move to approve the minutes of the January 20th, 2017 Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call.
Motion has been made. Any discussion on the minutes? Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on them? Hearing none. All those in favor of minute meeting approval, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Minutes have been approved.